Time for the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Welcome into another edition of Let's Get Local here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, also at devilradio927.com. So glad to be with you here on this Saturday. Again, thank you to our sponsor, Evolution Financial, and Sue Peck. We really appreciate Sue sponsoring Devil Radio, sponsoring this program in particular, Let's Get Local. Look her up at evolutionfinplan.com. We have been talking about a lot of different things on recent episodes, including nonprofits. And now there is a concentrated effort to assist nonprofits who were really dealt some blows to COVID and during that time. And so we bring in Tom Linfield of Madison Community Foundation now to tell us more about this program that's being launched that nonprofits can apply for and are eligible for. Tom, thanks for being on our radio show here this morning.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about this effort. Now, it's coming through the county. Let's lay out the details for people and try to answer their questions before they ask them.
Yes, exactly. That's a good idea. So the government has been providing states and counties across the country with funding. It is up to the county then to disperse that funding. They've done quite a bit in the for-profit zone, in the business zone, and now they have set aside $5 million to help nonprofits who are dealing with loss of revenue or expanded expenses due to COVID. So they've asked the Madison Community Foundation to help them with a grant-making program. We have $5 million to distribute. People will be able to apply very soon with a simple application. Nonprofits who are public 501c3 charities in Dane County, housed and operating in Dane County, can apply for this money. We're hoping it's relatively simple, and that will open over the next 3 or so weeks. And we'll distribute that funding for the county.
So let's talk a little bit about that. What type of loss does the nonprofit need to show in order to qualify for this?
So we've made it a relatively simple application. It involves 5 or 6 numbers and a 1-paragraph narrative. So in terms of grant applications, it's relatively simple. And the numbers are really based on the IRS tax filings that nonprofits filed in 2019. Compared to what they filed in 2020. So what we're asking for is, what were your revenue and what were your expenses in 2019? How does that compare to 2020? We ask, did you have any extraordinary COVID expenses? So that might mean, you know, we had to buy a lot of personal protection gear. It might mean we had to go online and go virtual. It might mean we had to build structures outside our food pantry because we couldn't let anybody in anymore. We had to make all of our classes go online, et cetera. So we give you a small area to kind of explain a little bit of that. But basically it says, what number, how did your budget increase due to COVID-specific expenses? So it's all about revenue. The county really wanted to say, those agencies that have been hard hit by this, we want to help them. The good news is the funding is unrestricted. So as a grant funder of the Madison Community Foundation, we're often asking questions like, what are your measurable outcomes? What are you trying to change? What will you do with the funding next year? That is not what this is. This really is, did you take a financial stumble or did you face true financial difficulty at your nonprofit in 2020 compared to the year before? And can we help give you some unrestricted funds to help you through this? We do have 3,000 nonprofits in Dane County. So $5 million is, on one hand, quite a bit of money. But the county readily, when we entered into negotiations with them, said, we know it's not enough, but we're trying to do what we can. And I think that there are actually very few counties around the country that are doing this for the nonprofit community. So we're really excited and proud that the county has done that and proud to be selected to help. And we will do our best to make it a simple and speedy application process.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic because so many nonprofits are dependent on businesses making substantial contributions toward their nonprofit to support it, to support the operations. Then you had businesses in difficult situations. How much did that affect the nonprofits? Can you give us some general terms or ideas about how much you think COVID has impacted nonprofits in that fashion?
So it's been interesting because we've heard a wide variety of stories. Some nonprofits, from a financial standpoint, actually did quite well last year, in large part because donations were up. So most donations come from individuals. Mm-hmm. So if you think of the pie, of the funding pie, about 80% comes from individuals, about 15% comes from foundations, and only about 5% comes from the business community. So that's how it tends to go. So businesses really, really suffered, and I think their giving dollars probably went down. But that's a small part of the pie. Foundations, for the most part, because the market didn't crash, stayed at their level or increased their funding, which we were able to increase ours a bit. And it was really individuals who stepped up. So we saw people giving larger gifts than they had traditionally given. We saw people who hadn't given before given. At the Community Foundation, we helped donors give away $29 million last year. And that is well wow. above anything in previous years.
Yeah, that's great to know that information. I mean, I think it's, a lot of us as nonprofits too, a lot of nonprofit fundraisers concerned probably about that situation because of that. And then I think the wild card and really the unknown was how individuals were going to respond. But then we saw so many people reflect in this time of COVID and say, you know what, I can give more. I can do more to help those that need it right now. And so many nonprofits continue to function and operate and serve people during the pandemic time when it was at its worst. And it was great to see so many of our community members step up and take that approach and see that and address it.
Yes. And I think I'm always so impressed with the nonprofits, and many were innovative. They pivoted, they were flexible, nimble. You know, we heard from people saying, we 5 years from now, we were hoping to teach online. All of our teaching is online this year. We heard from people who said, normally we are teaching, teaching literacy. Now we're finding the people we normally teach, they need job referrals, they need grocery cards, they need gas cards. 80% of them have lost their jobs. And we just saw nonprofit after nonprofit jumping into the fray. And I think that kind of leadership, that kind of innovation, and that kind of chutzpah to deal with, you know, doesn't matter what you throw at us, we're going to serve our community. I think that really resonated with funders. I think funders were really excited to see foundations, to see nonprofits rise to the challenge.
We're talking with Tom Linfield of Madison Community Foundation. The website is madisongives.org. Madisongives.org is where you can find out more about them. We'll talk more in the second segment here, Tom, with you a little bit more about the foundation's overall operation. But let's finish up on some of the specifics related to the grants. So $5 million for nonprofits, pretty simple application. When can people start to apply? When will that be available, do you expect?
So this evening, the county board is expected to give final approval for this grant program. And then we have everything ready to go. So our website is already live. You can learn about it if you go to madisongives.org. You'll see the information you need. And then the actual online portal will open tomorrow once we've been given the final approval by the county. So madisongives.org, you'll find the information there. We also have a webinar on June 30th at 10 a.m., an informational webinar that people can register for on our website, and we'll be laying out a lot of the details that I'm laying here. And we've got a frequently asked questions page. We're trying to be as proactive as we can and get out as widely as we can. So if you know a nonprofit that you think should apply, send them to our website.
MadisonGives.org. You can find out all the information right there. That's fantastic, Tom. I love the ability to, you know, talk to you today, but also I appreciate you doing the webinar on Monday to help individuals get set for this so they can be ready. Is there priority based on time people get the applications in? Are there any parameters around that?
The portal will be open until July 19th. So there's 3 full weeks to fill it in. Again, as grant applications go, for those of you in the know, this is a relatively simple one. We anticipate that the grants will be between $2,500 and $50,000, depending on the scope of the organization and the loss of revenue experienced by the organization. We're not sure how many to anticipate. Again, there are 3,000 eligible nonprofits in Dane County, so we will see how many applications we get and how far we can stretch that money. But people will have a solid 3 weeks, so from tomorrow, ideally it will open, and then through July 19th. And if there are any questions, we have links on our website to contact us, call us, email us, etc.
If you're a new nonprofit that started in 2020, what does that mean for you?
That means you're not eligible to apply, unfortunately. We've had a few calls already about that. And I know people are always starting new nonprofits, but it's very much based, and this is in real consultation with the county and the federal funding that we're passing through, that it's really a comparison between how were you in 2019 and how does that contrast with 2020.
I appreciate
that. We're also regularly posting other grant opportunities on our website. So for those who are brand new, I'm always happy to chat with them and help them find other sources of revenue.
That's great. I just wanted to clarify on that because I know the question has come up. I know it came up for new businesses as well, you know, with some of the PPP funding and other things that were out there. So it's good to make that known so people understand what's their best path to receive some sort of assistance. Tom, I know one thing that's interesting before we had to break here is you mentioned the size of the gift, keeping that flexible because you wanted that gift to be impactful for the organization. Tell us about that approach.
So we know of the thousands of nonprofits in Dane County, 55% of them have revenue of $25,000 or less, and 70% have annual revenue of $100,000 or less. So if you look at the nonprofit constellation across our county, we have many, many, many small nonprofits, grassroots nonprofits, volunteer-run nonprofits, probably similar to the business community, right? There are a lot of entrepreneurs or solopreneurs. The same is true in the nonprofit world. And we know that for a very small nonprofit, $2,500 can mean an enormous amount. But we also know for those who have budgets that are multi-million dollar budgets, $2,500 really isn't going to help them in the way we'd like to. So that's why we really wanted to have a somewhat significant range.
Great information, great approach. We will hit the break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Tom Linfield right after this.